This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Masara Makati reports in the Albany Times-Union that in October, Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo submitted an application to work with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement 287G program. While Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple pulled his application after hearing criticism, Russo is forging ahead despite protests from 20 organizations, including the New York Immigration Coalition and New York Civil Liberties Union, and a letter with hundreds of signatures sent November 7th urging him to withdraw the application. Russo is applying to work with ICE on the 287G program to increase revenue because, quote, ICE would pay us to house ICE detainees in our facility, end quote. But others worry about the county's participation with the federal group that deports immigrants. Quote, the program has raised a lot of red flags and concerns, not just for immigrant communities, but for law enforcement and the budget implications for the local communities, end quote, said Anu Joshi, immigration policy director of the New York Immigration Coalition. Russo was not clear on how much money, if any, the county will make under the program. Russo said, quote, I don't know how this is going to work out because I don't know the volume of people we'll be housing, but I do think if we house a number of people, it could offset the cost, end quote. Melanie Trimble, director of the New York Civil Liberties Union Capital Region Chapter, listed a different cost of the program. Quote, just knowing an agreement like this exists in the county is enough to cause the community to feel unsafe and not trustworthy of law enforcement officers. Plus, ICE is already strongly present in the area. There's no need to deputize local officers. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that e-cigarettes are added to the state's Clean Indoor Air Act beginning November 22nd. Vaping is now banned in the workplace, on public transportation, indoors at all public and private colleges, and in outdoor areas where smoking is otherwise banned. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the law last month that was earlier passed by the legislature. Vaping is still allowed in private homes, hotel rooms, and outdoor dining areas that do not have a roof or ceiling enclosure, among other areas. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that two prison officers, including one from Saugerties, were convicted November 20th for the 2013 assault on an inmate at the Downstate Correctional Facility in Fishkill. Kathy Scott, 43, of Saugerties, and George Santiago Jr., 35, of Sullivan County, face up to 20 years in federal prison for beating inmate Kevin Moore and falsifying documents to cover up the attack, which left Moore with facial bone fractures, 5 broken ribs, and a collapsed lung. He spent 17 days in the hospital after the assault. U.S. Attorney June Kim said in a press release that the verdict, quote, should send a loud, clear message to the New York State prison system that the protections of the U.S. Constitution do not stop at the prison wall, end quote. Andrew Lowery, Donald Kossman, and Carson Morris previously pleaded guilty to the same charges, and Scott and Santiago will be sentenced on April 10, 2018. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.